Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go! Go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Mission under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher, and we got some deleting to do. Normally what I do when I start a show is I go ahead, and before that I do show prep, that kind of thing, and I write down a lot of stuff on a piece of paper, and I said, okay, this is what I want to talk about, some key points, that kind of thing. Today, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be deleting social media accounts, Twitter, Facebook, Fakebook, I call them, and a couple others, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I wanted to do this last week, and I like this plate reverb I got. Let me turn it up a little bit so you can actually hear what it sounds like when I got it to the max. Okay. But we're not going to do that. We're going to leave it a little bit low, just enough to create a little bit of ambience, that kind of thing. Twitter, the first thing to go, because I never did like Twitter. Everybody forced me into Twitter. I never did like them. I just couldn't understand it, maybe. I don't know. I'm too stupid. But I've created websites. I created Rick Santorum's website up here in Tennessee, and we're broadcasting from the Highland Rim in Tennessee. And he won way back then. But he's become a traitor, just like everybody else. And I got rid of Fox News. Me and my wife are so happy. We're looking at the outside in now. And now we can see how corrupt these people are. We can see how corrupt they are. And if you want to call me, the number is 646-478-5284. You're listening to American by Design. I'm Conservative Nation Media. I know it says maybe Conservative Nation Radio. We need to change that. You can also, before I start deleting all this crap, right, because it's going bye-bye, you can find me at bitemeinthebasement.com. That's a website I just started about 4 months ago, and we're already getting a lot of hits. We're already getting a lot of traffic, and we're putting out, we're trying to be an aggregate a little bit, but with some, I don't know, opinion, that kind of thing. So we love what we do because we do it, and we don't do it for the money. I don't do it for the money. I've never created any of the websites, traditionalamericanmovement.com. We surpassed teapartynation.com. We surpassed them for a long period of time with Judson Phillips till he went into a tirade and got everybody, you know, kicked off and banned and everything from that. And that's when we left. We moved over to traditionalamericanmovement.com, which I founded. I founded, not Barack Obama. I did. I started it up. I started Biting in the Basement up. I started Rick Santorum's website up. I helped Herman Cain on his bid on his website, on his database, basically. I started all this stuff. So I don't need people telling me how to do things, because I can get it done. And I know I'm going to hurt myself, and that's one reason why I said earlier, I did not want to totally close off Facebook and Twitter, but I wanted to make sure that I was covered, that I CYA, okay, cover your ass, because I wanted to make sure that any logins I had that were still out there from Facebook, from Twitter, from anywhere else that I logged in socially, right, that they were not going to be broken, that I could fix them. So, and the reason you might ask me, hey, Bing, why are you doing this? Well, the reason I'm doing it is because I don't trust these people anymore. I don't trust our politicians. I don't trust, and it goes on both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't trust either one of them anymore. I don't trust fake news. I don't trust any of the social media websites. I just don't. I could care less about them anymore, because you know what? I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to do my thing, baby. I'm going to do my thing. And y'all need to follow in line. I'm just telling you, because it's approaching critical mass. It's approaching critical mass in the United States of America. And it's approaching critical mass when you start to look at people that are on the outside looking in. And that's the whole thing. When you're on the outside and you don't have access to some of this stuff, you start really questioning Fox News. What a bunch of traitors. I mean, total traitors. So I canceled them a while back, and I don't regret it. Not at all. I don't regret it at all. As a matter of fact, it's opened my mind, because I'm getting a lot of other areas and so on, a lot of other news from places that I would not think I would ever get before. And I'm getting it now. And my wife is, and my kids are, and we're digging it, because it's not mainstream. It's outside the box. It's outside the realm of the political establishment. It's outside of it. And that's where I am right now. And that's why Twitter is going down real quick. And I actually had to download a cheat sheet just to make sure that I was able to delete my account on Twitter. So I'm reading it here. Okay, so let's go on over and deactivate my account on Twitter. Now, the one thing you have to understand, because I run websites, I do websites, and, you know, I do other things too, but I do websites, and so all these things interact together. So I have to make sure that what I do is not going to screw me in the end, you know. So the first thing we're going to do is delete Twitter, because I never did like that damn platform. Anyways, it was stupid. I just don't like it. I don't fathom. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with it. But right now, we're going to go ahead and delete it. So it says, let me see, this will deactivate your account. Deactivate if you want to change your username, you can restore your Twitter account if it was accidentally or wrongfully deactivated for up to 30 days. Now, one thing this is going to do is it's going to take Paperlee that I've subscribed to and that posts every day, news stories and that kind of stuff. But so what? You know, so we're going to deactivate it, and there we go. Deactivate account. Oh, it says, oh, the password I entered was incorrect. Oh, God. I'm going to have to go figure out what password I use. Let's see. I don't want to bore you with this, but we'll, let me see. It should have took. Yeah. All right, let me see. I got to figure out the password. I'm sorry about this. I thought I had this all down pat, but I guess not. But let's go ahead and get my password. Move this out of the way here. I'm not doing this to be vain or anything, or to be like outspoken, I guess it would be. I'm doing this just to get off the grid, to get off these, to get away from these people. I just don't want to do this anymore. I've been doing websites, I've been doing political things, and you know, one thing with politics is that you have to understand is that, you know, everybody is your friend when they want you to do something for them. Like when I did Rick Santorum's website here in Tennessee, Kay White was just, oh, I'll get you sweater vest, you know, if you could just do this for me. And she never ponied up. Never. Not like I was going to wear a freaking sweater vest anyways, but that didn't ever come to fruition. The only person, really, well, there's been a couple people. Lisa May over at Big Dog Music Mafia, she was great. She always helped me out a lot. One of the interviews I did was Harmon Caslow, from co-producer of Atlas Shrugged, all three movies. I got so much bling from this dude. I don't need this, man. I got posters. I got T-shirts. I've got pins, lapels. I've got... Actually, he sent me, after the third episode was done, and I interviewed him, and I interviewed Harmon, they sent me a full DVD compilation of all three episodes of Atlas Shrugged, signed to me by Harmon Caslow. Love the dude. And he was always a great guest. He was always cordial. He was always there, you know. There's a lot of other people that have helped me out during, you know, my, not struggle, but during my political kind of campaign here. In and out. I like to be on the side. I don't like to be up in front, although I can do that. I like to be in the background where I can make an influence, I can make a decision, I can make things happen. And I can make things happen right now with BiteMeInTheBasement.com. That's all you guys need to know is BiteMeInTheBasement.com. Go to MeWe.com and look me up, Bing Fisher. Go to Parler, I'm over on Parler. I'm on a bunch of other places. You can probably just Google me and you find me all over the place. I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm out there. I'm out there. And the thing is that with Bite Me in the Basement, I own it. I own it. It was basically something I set up to try to flush Joe out of his hiding spot in the basement. But it seems like I didn't need to, because it seems like he already knew that he would win the election because of the fraud. And people say, well, there's no proven fraud. Well, why did Joe sit there and hide in his basement? Why did Kamala hide in the basement? Why did they do that for months? That's That's a stupid strategy. It's about the idiotic, about the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. But they hid in the basement because they already had it in the bag. They already thought they had it in the bag. Well, guess what? I think this shit is going to come back, like Reverend Wright said, back when Obama was in power. And he said, the roosters are going to come home. The chickens are going to come home to roost, is what he said, basically. And I think the chickens are going to come home to roost on Joe Biden and Kamala and the Democratic Party and this whole facade. This whole facade of voting. How can you actually trust your vote anymore? Look, I'm not stupid. You're not stupid. How can you look at this election and not know something happened? Whether it was fraud, I'm not saying it was fraud. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that something happened when they shut down the polls and all of a sudden all the votes switched from Trump to Biden. Something happened. Now, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and the rest of the legal team, I know we'll get to the bottom of it. They have to submit legal briefings, so there's no fraud yet, right? There's no fraud because nothing's been committed that they can submit to a court. For God's sakes, the media is just, they're just freaking out over themselves because they know fraud was committed. They know it. And Ms. Powell and Giuliani are sitting there and they're playing the cards close to the heart and they're saying, look, we're going to let all this stuff break through. It's going to be biblical. It's going to be biblical. And it will happen. And if this goes back to the House, my God, people, what a history lesson. What a history lesson this will be. Because if it goes to the House after the Supreme Court rules that the election was a fraud, and it goes back to the House, if it does, Trump wins. Another 4 years. So for you liberals out there, it's got it. Kind of tick your shorts. I kind of get a big kick out of it, really, because it means that you cheated. How can you, let me ask you something. How can you actually respect a person that cheats to get into office or a person that cheats to get into a business job or whatever? How can you respect that type of person? I don't. When people that come in and ask me for a raise or whatever, you know, and they start saying, well, I deserve a raise because it happened in the past. It hasn't happened lately because they know I don't put up with that. But when they come in and they say, hey, look, I deserve a raise because this guy over here is an idiot, or this guy over here is doing less work than I do. Well, no, I don't care to hear about that. I care to hear about what you're doing for me. I already know what you're doing for me. This is the most critical election of this country's lifetime. Not this democracy. We are not mob rule. We are a republic. If you choose to keep it, as Benjamin Franklin said to the woman, we are a republic if you choose to keep it. If you don't choose to keep it, we don't deserve it. And we end up down the road like Venezuela. And we end up down the road with climate change laws like that, like anybody's even worried about that. And we end up down the road to some abyss or a cliff that the lemmings can just jump on over and give you give the politicians, not you, but give the politicians their money as they're going over the cliff. It's insane. I'm going to try to find my email so I can get rid of the stupid Twitter. That's not doing it. Let me see. Hold on. Bear with me. I think this would be, like, pretty easy, but obviously it is not. But I'm trying. I'm very much trying. This earlier, and then okay, there we go. Send an email to Bing Fisher. Yes. All right. I'll get Twitter out of my way first. That'll be it. And we'll go to Facebook after that. Facebook can sit there and bite me. Okay, there we go. We got confirmation. Let's see. Just bear with me, man. I'm having fun. I'm deleting stuff. I'm like getting rid of everything in my old past because I don't need it. I really don't need it. And there might be somebody that called me in the studio. Nope. But anyways, Bite Me in the Basement is doing pretty good. We are actually surpassing what I thought we would be at with numbers. I do have a lot of people trying to hack my site, but they can't get in because I got it locked down. I've done this before. This ain't my first rodeo, man. I've done this before, so I know how people try to hack a website, and I pretty much defend mine. And I spend a lot of money on I spend more money on doing these freebies for myself and for others, like Rick Santorum, who's a little backstabbing bitch, all right, and some others. I spend a lot of money. I spend a lot of time, sweat equity. I spend a lot of knowledge on how to do things and how to get things halfway decent. And then I got somebody on the backside, like Rick Santorum, and he wants to, you know, denigrate me. Well, Rick, why don't you call me? As a matter of fact, I think I still got his phone number on here. I might call him later, off the air. But I might call him because I want to ask him, how can you sit there and honestly say that Trump should concede this election when he hasn't lost anything? It hasn't been called. When you got lawyers involved, that's where it is right now, is in the legal aspect of things. And if you don't understand that, then you need to take a freaking civics lesson. Rick, you need to take a civics lesson. Toomey, you need to take a civics lesson as to how elections are held, how the American Republic, the republic, not the democracy, works. And then maybe you'll figure it out where this goes from here. Because where this goes from here, and I hope to God it goes to the Supreme Court and it goes back to the Congress, and then they have to vote. That's where I hope it goes. Because we will win surely. We will win in the end. Anyway, it goes, really, we will win in the end because Trump said he was going to drain the swamp. The swamp is being drained. The swamp is out there on parade, people. It's out there on parade. And nobody wants to sit there and talk about it. The lamestream media just keeps covering everything up. They don't want to talk about Hunter Biden. They don't want to talk about the communist China. They don't want to talk about the influence peddling and all this. They don't want to talk about Antifa. They don't want to talk about Black Lives Matter being a terrorist group and Antifa. They don't want to talk about that. They will not say one damn word about it. But I will.
Black Lives Matter, Antifa, terrorists, both. Both groups, terrorist groups, they ought to be designated as such, and they ought to be pretty much exterminated. I know I'm going to get some freaking hate mail over that comment, but that's the way I feel. And that's my opinion. And I'm entitled to my opinion, just like they're entitled to their First Amendment rights. I'm entitled to mine, and I'm also entitled to my Second Amendment. If you get where I'm going. So I got my code for Twitter. I just need to put it in. Let's see. See if this works here. Now, this is stupid, man. I gotta enter a new password just so I can quit it. Why? Why do I need a new password so I can quit it? Jeez, man. The things I got to do to quit a social media website. See, that's what I'm saying. It takes, like, a while. It's unbelievable how entrenched you can get on these social media networks to where you can't even quit them. I mean, Twitter, come on, dude. Let me quit. We'll do it. We'll do it eventually. I don't care if it takes all night, man. I'm going to do it eventually. But I'm trying to read up on, maybe I did something wrong. No. I did all that. So, no, I should be cool. Let's see. Let's go back here. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I meant this to go. I know Facebook is going to be a lot easier because I can quit that pretty much easy. But Twitter is just being a pain in the butt. And that's why I never did like Twitter. I don't know why. I never did like Twitter. It was always just, I'm on Parler. You can catch me over there, Ben Fisher, on Parler. Yeah, these people in Paper Lee, they're going to miss me. They are going to miss me, but let's go. Let's try to do this again. Yeah, this should not be this hard. Deactivate your account. Boom. There. Okay, deactivate. Great. Deactivate. See if it works. Hello, Twitter is gone. Bye bye, Twitter. It says your account is not activated. You do not match our login or our usernames or whatever. Okay, so we got that done. Let's go over to Facebook. Well, actually, let me see what time it is. Let's take a quick break while I go over to Facebook and delete my accounts over there. I've got like 5. And hopefully this thing doesn't take that long on this one, but let's go ahead and delete the Facebook account. In the meantime, the first intro was Brian Futch. I had him on my show a couple weeks ago, maybe last week. And you can get him over on Reverb Nation, or you can get him on brianfutch.com. I'm not talking about Reverb Nation. You can get him on iTunes. You can listen to some of my old shows. Back in 2013, I started this. Soldiers of Patriots with Michael B. Smith. You can listen to some of my old shows over there.
on iTunes, just look for Bing Fisher, the same thing. Also, I want you to special request, check out a dude named on YouTube named Liberal Hive Mind. Check him out. He got demonetized. He had to quit the old channel he was on. He's starting his new channel and so on. He's already got like, I don't know, 100,000 views or something on, but 100,000 subs. So check him out. Subscribe to him. He's conservative. He used to be liberal, but he's conservative now. And I'm going to try to see if I can't book him next week for an interview. The guy talks really quick, but I think what he does is he mixes it, you know, make it look like he's talking really quick, but he's not really talking really quick. It's kind of like Flo. Hey, we'll save you $25 on your auto insurance. But yeah, go ahead and check out Liberal Hive Mind. You're listening to American by Design with the glasses never half empty. It's always full of something, air of something. We'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you're looking to Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Actually, it looks like a hard road. And what I'm going to do right now is play a little filler here from Brian Fletch. Until I figure this out.
Mm-hmm. each other and blame one another, while powers that be fan the flames. They keep us divided, confused and misguided. It's all just a part of the game. Who's right and who's wrong? We can't get along, depending on our point of view. Yeah, we think we're all victims, but we've all been tricked, 'cause the only real victim is true. And oh, it's a hard road to come. And oh, it's a hard road to come. And oh, it's a hard.
It's a hard road to come. Brian Futch, brianfutch.com. Get him over there. I've got what I need. So I'm at the page where I need to delete Facebook. I'm just going to type in real something real quick. I don't know, something. The last ditch. You know, the last thing when the mouse is actually giving the finger. I wish I had that post, but and see Facebook. I know y'all don't want to listen to me typing and talking behind my breath and all that kind of stuff. We're going to get into some the crux of the biscuit and some meat and potatoes here in a second. But let me just go ahead and do this, because I don't need Facebook. I don't need Facebook. I've got more hits on my website by self-promoting today from internally and over on MeWe and on Parler, which you can find me on my website at bitemeinthebasement.com. You can come over there, you can join, there's no censorship. I don't care if you want to say something derogatory or whatever you want to call me names. I don't care. I don't censor. What I do is I get back at you, okay? I will reply politely with a comment and all that kind of stuff. But I don't censor people up there. I never believed in that. I didn't believe it when I ran traditionalamericanmovement.com. I didn't believe in it when I ran any of the other websites that I ran. There were some that I had to, pretty much block posts from people like Russia and so on, like I had to do on my website, because I got people from Serbia trying to hack into Butt Me in the Basement, but they're not able to, so it's secure. Somebody once said, you know, that when I had Trad Am, they said, you got it locked down tighter than Fort Knox. And I said, yes, I did. Because I know how this stuff works. I know how these people operate. I know how they do. And we've been up for 4 months now. We're doing good. I'm getting a ton of post hits every day, ton of views. And it's going really good. It's going really good. And with that, like I said, you do have people that try to break into your website, try to tear you down, because they don't like you, because you're, you know, whatever reason, you know, I'm probably a bunch of liberals anyways. But let me see a fake book. Goodbye. And that will be my last post to Facebook. Make sure that's it. Okay, that's it. So we go back here to where there we are. And I'll delete this account. I hope when I delete my main account, it deletes everything else. That's what I'm hoping. Anyways, I don't know if it's going to do that, but we'll see here. Delete account. Confirm account deletion. Oops. Permanently delete account. There we go. I want that. Permanently. Not temporarily. Permanently. No. Deactivate account. Boom. Keep messenger. No. Deactivate it. You know, they make this stuff so hard. They just make it so hard. It should not be so hard to deactivate an account. Jeez. Here we go. Re-enter my password. Here, they just keep going with the passwords. No, I've got like a ton of passwords because I have to have passwords for all the different websites and everything. And, you know, you just keep having to go through this stuff. I'm going to delete this. I'm just telling you. It's going to happen. I'm just trying. And bear with me. Here we go. That seemed like a deletion CTA page. Please, 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 please. This is temporary. I'll be back. My account was hacked. I don't feel safe on Facebook. Ooh, I like that one. I don't feel safe on it. No, 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 no. It's giving me a screen that says, this is temporary, I'll be back, my account was hacked, I don't feel safe on Facebook. I have a privacy concern. I don't find Facebook useful. Yeah, I don't find Facebook useful. You may find Facebook more useful by connecting with more of your friends. I've got like 400 almost, 380, something like that. I ditched a bunch of no fun, no friends. Close that. Jake Denishapsky, Rob Comfort just posted and said, hey, you know, see ya. Please explain further. F off. Now, let's see. What should I say? What should I say? Please explain further. You might. I don't find Facebook useful. You suck. No, it's childish, but that's the way it is. So, administrator page will no longer be published. You must add an additional admin to keep the page accessible. I don't want to do that. Email opt out. Delete applications. Deactivating Facebook does not deactivate Messenger. Okay, so I need to deactivate Messenger. So we're going to do that right after I deactivate all this crap. Deactivate. Boom. Boom. Boom, boom. Out goes the light. Okay, that should be it. Let's see what they say. I swear to God, this is like trying to escape from a communist country. Because they will not let you escape because they don't want you. I've been to East Germany before, and I've seen people, you know, I've heard people get shot over the border trying to escape because they don't want you to escape. They don't want you to bring the news of what they're doing to their people, to, you know, the regular, you know, populace. They don't want that. And that's what is one thing that really inspires me about doing what I do. And because I'm trying to educate people that have no clue what socialism is, that have no clue what fascism is. Antifa doesn't know what fascism is, or they'd be killing themselves. They'd be beating themselves upside the head. They have no idea. They are not anti-fascist. They are fascists. They are the principle of fascists. They want to dictate to you how to speak, what to do. But yes, Facebook, my account's been deactivated to reactivate your account. Whatever. No, screw it. You're gone. You're toast. And that's it. That's it. Facebook gone, Twitter gone. God, I feel so good. You don't know how good this makes me feel, because I feel like just a weight has been lifted off. I don't need to share posts to Facebook anymore. I don't need to give them the gratification of sharing thought, of sharing anything with them. I will miss people, but they can always find me. They found me before, they will find me again. And those trusted got my phone number, they've got contact information for me, and they've got everything that they need to find me. The best way to find me is go to bitemeinthebasement.com. And, might I add, this stuff, it's like Barbie, okay? It's WordPress, so it's like, you know, it's easy kind of to develop in WordPress as far as the CMS, the contact management system goes. But to do what I really want to do gets a little pricey. And I don't mind spending some money on my own for that. But you can go to bitemeinthebasement.com, go over to donate, and you can donate, I don't know, $5, $1, $10, $100. I don't care. The amount is appreciated because it all goes back to saving the republic. Not the democracy, the republic. To save the republic. And that entails buying some of Barbie's friends for WordPress, because, you know, like add-on and plugins and themes and that kind of thing, they all cost money. And I'm trying my best to do it myself, and me and my wife are doing it. And what it comes down to is that I need support. So even if you can't donate, go over there and just look at a post. BiteMeInTheBasement.com. Look at a post, share it, like it. Like it is fine. Sharing is better. That works better because you can share it to your other websites that you go to. I still got Facebook and Twitter share on there, so you can go ahead and use that for now. I might have to go ahead and delete that. I don't know how this is all going to shake out because this is kind of new to me. I haven't really had to ditch seven accounts in one night. But we did it. We ditched seven accounts. 5 out of Facebook and 2 out of Twitter in one night. What a tremendous effort. And I don't feel bad. I feel bad that I can't really communicate with some people. Maybe people that I really didn't know before, but I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad at all. I took away their power from me. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, I will not be ruled. I'm looking out. I'm outside the box. I'm looking in right now, and I'm seeing how crazy the media is. I'm seeing how one-sided it is. I'm seeing the idiots out there, and I don't want nothing to do with them. Take my lead, people. Take my lead. It's easy. As long as you know your password. God, it's easy as long as you know your password. I'm going to take me a quick break again. Let me see. Let's do this one.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER or the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you going to go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Crazy Talk with your crazy host, Uncle Bing Fisher. Now, what did we accomplish today? People, what did we accomplish today? We got rid of Twitter. We got rid of Facebook. I think that's pretty much an accomplishment for me, seeing as I've been on both of those media for, I don't know, what, 13, 14 years? We got rid of both of them. Now we have to get rid of the rhinos, the entrenched, the elite, the swamp. We have to get rid of them. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen when Trump actually gets his due in court. Where is what this should go? Where is what this election should go to? It should go to the courts. They decide, and then it goes to the House. And the people decide, as it should be. As it should be. You have people out there that are talking trash about whether it be Sidney Powell, how she doesn't have any evidence, and, you know, you've got all these Republicrats, that I call them Republicrats, because they are Democrats, but in with an R in front of their name. They suck. They are part of the problem. The George Bushes of the world, the Toomeys of the world, you just name somebody and they're in the swamp. And that's all they know. They know nothing other than that. I mean, the Democrats, I can understand them raising hell and saying, oh, Trump ought to just, you know, resign. Yeah, but they've been after him for 4 years plus. After him that long. But the Republicans coming out against Trump, And he's the one that saved their bacon so many damn times. Look at the economy. The best economy we've had. And it's rebounding. It's coming back. Joe Biden didn't do any of that. Barack Obama didn't do any of that. We've got border crossing now going up, but the wall is still being built. We've got voter fraud in this country. I'm not telling you exactly what it is, how it happened. It just seems very, very fishy to me. And I think that we will get to the bottom of it. I know that when I run the polls, the machines out here, you can't tamper proof. You can't tamper with them. They're tamper proof. Now, why they do what they did all the way back, 17 years ago? Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, all these states, the battleground states. Isn't it funny to you that Joe Biden said he didn't need to campaign, that they had if I could somehow think of the soundbite that he used, that they had the best voter fraud type mechanism going up on there? Is that a slip? Freudian slip? Or is that for real? You make your mind up. All I know is I'm on social media. So if you want to reach me at buttonintobasement.com. Let me see. Make sure I didn't miss anything. Check out Liberal Hive Mind. You can go over, let me see. Oh, yeah, you can also, also hit me up for Brian Futch over at brianfutch.com. And you can also hit me up on Parler, Bing Fisher, and MeWe, Bing Fisher. And we'll be over there, and we're coming back, and, you know, I got this taken care of, and we'll see what shakes up from this. I don't know what's going to go wrong as far as me logging out of something and trying to get back into it. But in the meantime, keep your head up. Everything going to be all right. Keep your head up. Stand strong. Stand firm. Good night. God bless. Listen to Brian Futch.
The There's no price for his country he wouldn't pay. Like so many others, he fought for the cause with great devotion. And just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud and clear.
Got a text message from 931-409-2934, and it's got a picture of Kamala and Elizabeth Warren, and I don't know, that's what I'm saying, the hate mail is started. Good night, God bless y'all. You're listening to American by Design on conservativenationmedia.com. Good night.